Right now, we'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline going live on the scene. You can find the work of our guest online, OregonDuckFootballNews.com. Follow along on Twitter. The handle is at DuckFBNews. Yes, you're hearing football, but believe me, we're delving deep into basketball. Welcome in Warren Williamson. Warren, how are you?
Steve, how the heck are you? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, awesome. I appreciate you getting in touch and offering up your thoughts because, first of all, I've been hearing a lot of people comment on this new venue, T-Mobile Arena. You posted some pics on Twitter, and obviously you followed various Oregon teams around the country. Why don't you tell us about this place?
Man, this place is really something special. A lot of people have been talking about how great the MGM was the last 4 years. This place is really nice. It seats about 22,000. It's a lot like where the Lakers play. There's tons of suites. The Pac-12 really did a good job getting this place set up for the media and for fans. There's a fan experience going on outside, a stage with live music and a huge video screen. So if you can't make it in the venue to watch the games, you can watch it outside. There's all kinds of fun things for fans to do. Pop a shot. I mean, all kinds of stuff. They really did a good job. And there's always the free food. The food's great.
and oh, by the way, you could see a basketball game. Who'd have thunk it, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's been a great start so far. And of course, the Ducks did their thing today, and we were really pleased about that.
Yeah, it seemed kind of ASU maybe feeding off the emotion of yesterday's win. It was tight at halftime, and we'll get to what happened in the second half. But let's not forget the performance of Torian Graham. I mean, literally single-handedly keeping them in it with 32 points. How about the show that kid put on?
Yeah, he was on fire, and everything he threw up went in. But that was the only thing that really they really literally ran out of gas. You know, it was talked about in the post game. Even Dana said the same thing. Dana Altman, he said that he felt that they ran out of gas in the second half, and they just, you know, going into overtime the day before. I mean, this is a tough tournament to win, especially if you're a lower seed. I mean, you've got to win like they would have had to win four games to win the Pac-12 title. So that number one seed really comes in handy. Oregon got a chance to rest, and they get to bye the first round. And Arizona State, they struggled today, although Graham did a great job. I mean, the guy was on fire today.
The second half started, and it looked like, wow, Oregon is just going to flat out put them away. And then they had that crazy four-point play. All of a sudden, It's eight. Dana Altman called timeout. Was there a kind of a little nervous tension that, wow, are they going to come back and make a game out of this?
Yeah, they closed the score to 60-52, and then all of a sudden Brooks, I think, hit two shots right after that. They extended the lead back up to 16, and from then it was over. And that's kind of where, at that point, that's exactly where they ran out of gas. I think that was a 20-4 run that the Ducks went on, and that was really the turning point in the game. And I'll tell you, Dana even mentioned this in the press conference in his post game. The Ducks go as Tyler Dorsey goes.
Yep.
You know, just a week ago, Dorsey had 1 point and was 0-for-6 from the field. Today, you know, he's 8-of-14, scores 21, and he had a career high in rebounding. So he really attacked the rim, and that was really the difference. The guards really did a good job of not only rebounding, but attacking the rim, and it was just huge.
You know, along those lines, Dylan Ennis, as we continue with Warren Williamson, he didn't shoot well, but my goodness, led the team in assists, 12 rebounds.
Yeah.
So not only his performance today, but this season, the kind of leadership, the passion he plays with, he's kind of one of those guys who you kind of measure his value beyond the stats, don't you?
Yeah, he's been with three different teams. This is his one chance to really get to, Sweet 16, Final Four, Elite Eight, and he really, really wants to get there because it's his last go-round. One thing that Coach Altman said in the post game is because they play a three-guard offense, three starting guards, they need to do more than just score, and that proved today that, you know, both Ennis and Dorsey attacked the rim, and they both got career numbers and rebounds. They did so much more to help this team today than just putting the ball in the hole. But, Ennis played an exceptional game today. They started a little slow. It was a little funny in the first half. You know, they went in with a three-point lead, but Oregon traditionally this year has been a second half team, and they proved it again today. And I think they might have a tough go tomorrow when they play Cal. Cal played an exceptional game today. They just knocked off Utah.
Yeah, we saw that actually. Maybe a little closer than it should have been at the end as we continue with Warren live on the line. By the way, you can check him out at OregonFootballNews.com, at Twitter. Use the handle at DuckFBNews. Let's play the comparison game. I've asked people this all week long. We know about the Elite Eights for Ernie Kent. Last year's Elite Eight team, the first ever to win 30 games. We know they lost Elgin Cook and Dwayne Benjamin, but this team adds Ennis and Peyton Pritchard. Do you think this is the better team, or do you want to maybe wait and see how deep of a run these guys make?
Boy, you know, that's a good question, Steve. It really is, because both of these teams have had different elements to them which made them good, which made them great, actually.
Right.
You know, they've got really good, solid guard play this year. They're playing really together as a team, playing their best basketball this year. Last year, they had a bit more length. This year, the change, or the additional change, has been the play of Jordan Bell inside. I mean, he blocks shots. Even Bobby Hurley today said that Oregon is an elite defensive team just because they protect the rim so well. And he said that will bode well as a player, upper-scale teams once they get into the NCAA tournament. And that's a big compliment coming from Coach Hurley. It really is.
Sure is.
I think this is a very, very good team. They're playing good, solid basketball right now.
You know, as you mentioned, as part of your coverage, you talk with the guys, you talk with the coaches. We're lucky enough to get Coach McKenna on each week. It just seems there's an even keel to this staff. And would I be accurate in saying you can kind of connect that dot, the demeanor of the coaches kind of ties into why Dylan Brooks and this team just they never panic and they just perform so well at crunch time?
You know, to that point, Steve, it's really funny you mentioned that. This team, when they came to Vegas a couple of days ago, they didn't have a chance to work out here in the new arena. And, you know, that for some teams, that could be really difficult. You don't get a chance to throw up some shots or just get a feel for the floor. They came in cold today. They practiced off the facility yesterday. They came in cold today, having never put up a shot here.
Wow.
And they shot pretty well. They really did. So I think that goes to what you're saying. This team, they face the obstacles. And they just play ball no matter where they are. They just play the same ball. They're a very focused basketball team right now. They truly are. Even Casey Benson said that in his post game today. He said, "We are here. This is a business trip for us. Great venue, great city to play a tournament in, but this is a business trip for us, and we want to do more this year."
Final thought here. They end up, it's a blowout, and obviously we learn they'll face Cal. And you've been talking about the mood maybe in the postgame locker room. Pac-12 Network threw it back to Coach Altman in the locker room. He had a stat sheet in hand, and he said, "These numbers can get us where we want to go." We know one thing. Altman is very demanding, but his demeanor, while he's sort of a perfectionist, he seemed really pleased with the way his guys played.
He said, and this is another one, an answer to your point. Last week, before we came to Vegas, he said the number one thing he wanted his team to improve on was rebounding. he said they needed to rebound better. They didn't rebound well against the Beavers. They haven't rebounded well over the last probably 3 weeks. But today, they out-rebounded Arizona State, both offensively and on the defensive glass. And that was one thing that Coach Altman, he cares about the scoring and all that stuff. But
sure.
You're right. He's an X's and O's guy, and he cares about boards. He cares about the glass. He was very pleased that they out-rebounded this Arizona State team today.
48-29 is going to do it every time.
Yep.
Again,
2-1.
Keep up with this guy online, OregonFootballNews.com, on Twitter, at DuckFBNews. He's Warren Williamson. Very much, sir, appreciate you taking some time. I'll let you get back to dreary old Vegas. you travel safe, and thanks for hooking us up, Warren. Really appreciate it.
No problem. By the way, it was 80 degrees here today.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. Enjoy, man.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
All right, take it easy.